Hey there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better you, a better day, and hopefully a better outlook. You're here with Mental Health Moments with Tara. Guys, I have a treat for you. So first, I'll start with the bio of our guest today on our podcast. You know this is part one, so get ready. My guest is Lane Nackfor. Let me tell you a little bit about Lane. One of her quotes is, "Be your best self, you're worth it." Take that in. I need you to. Be your best self. You're worth it. Lane is a fitness professional. She's licensed through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. She's the owner of her own fitness company, Knack for Fit. So that's pronounced Knack for Fit. We all have a knack for it. We just got to put it to use, right? Well, Lane helps us with it. She designs programs for both kids and adults, and her areas of specialty include weight loss, sports performance, enhancement, general health and wellness, all of these things we need in our life, especially during this pandemic. How many of you have found yourself less agile, right? Not just you, me too. I gotta tell you, seeing somebody like Lane in action helps me to feel more motivated to work. I will give you a little self-disclosure that she's currently working with my son with some fitness programs because being an only child and being in quarantine-esque conditions is very easy to not have enough playtime. So one of the things that I love about Lane is that she designed a special program for him as a child where he's able to use his muscles. He's able to have fun. And when Lane time is over, he wants more. So I'll let you know that. And it doesn't surprise me because our goal is to have the most positive impact possible on lives so that individuals can be their healthiest, happiest selves. And I got to tell you, my son is his healthiest, happiest self, and he's working with her. But yours can be too. She's been featured already on Channel 4 in an Engage magazine. She is a former collegiate athlete, so that helps. And she attended Syracuse University on a joint soccer and academic scholarship. So she's got the brains as well as the bounty, right? So she can help us with our fitness as well as like helping us come up with plans to make it stay an active thing that we do instead of a passive thing that we do. Lane is originally from New Jersey. She lives in Michigan now, and specifically in Novi, Michigan. She's four children. Four, count them. They are 5, 7, 8, and 11. So she is busy all the time, and she makes sure that she works out with them too. If you catch her Channel 4 segment, it's awesome. They did a series on her where they highlighted how she kept her kids in shape during this quarantine time. And when she's not working, because there's times where we need to, you know, set the work down, she plays outside. So she's still being active. She goes on nature walks. She watches good movies and she tries to laugh as much as she can. So that's really healthy. And you might be asking yourself, if this is Mental Health Moments, why are we talking about fitness? Why are we talking about physical health? Guys, it ties in together. It really does. And I think that you're going to really appreciate the interview that we're about to have right after this episode with Lane. Remember, they're only 5 minute segments, but I want to hear your reviews. I want to hear your thoughts. If you have voicemails that you want to send in, do that, because her mission is to get families moving. And if you feel like your family needs to get moving more and you have questions about how to do that, she might be able to help you. You know, really moving past technology, we have to start using our bodies again as much as we can. And I think that somebody like Lane is a really good person to listen to right now, because if our minds are active and our bodies are active, we're doing a great job. And we really need to do a great job right now. We have that pressure to do it, but also that privilege to do it. So let's make it happen as we are able to. All right, you guys, I hope that you're ready. I would ask you to do a drum roll, but I wouldn't even hear it. Keep in mind that we're about to hear Lane very shortly. So after you listen to this episode, get ready for the next. Be well.